Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Elite Interviews. I'm joined today by two members of our Elite Selection Committee for the 2006 Summer Contest. And what we're going to be doing this evening is having a bit of a contest preview show, if you will. Joining me tonight is Cum. Cum, could you introduce yourself?
Morning. Yeah, hi. It's Cum.
That's about it.
Okay, there's Steve, and we're also joined by Mike Gadeski, MG. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mike Gadeski. That's how it's pronounced for future reference. And yes, it is very hard to live with this name.
All right. So, sounding good. I believe that recording is going to come through fine. And let's start, just as an introduction, with a quick fact or fiction. 2005 was so good, but do you guys think that with the changes that have been made, the seedless bracket, the way it's been set up this year, do you think 2006 has the potential to be the best contest of all time? Cum, what are your thoughts on the matter?
I'll say fact. I think the results will be a lot, I don't want to say better than last year's, because, I mean, of course my votes would be different than other people's, but they'll be a lot more accurate to the overall community without people begging for votes. It'll be a lot like the first contest, where we were all doing it for the first time, and we were just voting for the people who we thought contributed to the most to the community and everything.
Okay, and MG, are you going fact or fiction on this one?
I'll say fact. We've been implementing different ideas for every new contest, and I think this will be the best one.
Okay, yeah, I definitely like the seedless idea that Octo came up with. I don't know as far as voter bias how big a deal that is, but I think definitely as far as the bracket prediction, which is always, you know, my favorite sub-contest. I think it's going to be a real treat to see who all is going to be picked there, because, as I mentioned in the intro, it's kind of like people in the past have just relied on the selection committee to say, well, you know, he was strong last year, but he hasn't been around, so he's in 11, so he's going to be the underdog here, whereas now, you know, people have to make that decision for themselves, which I think can be a bit more difficult. So you guys can, okay, moving on to take a look at the plans. Let's start. Cum, what are your thoughts on wheat versus food?
I don't want to say this will be the biggest match of the year, or that wheat will eat him alive, but food's lost a lot of popularity the past 2 years, as we saw last year when he lost to Shep. And he hasn't been around for any of these new people, so I don't really know how it's going to turn out. It's going to be a very interesting match.
Okay. I was talking to QB earlier. He said, if I know wheat, if there's one thing he's good for, it's destroying food. Any thoughts on that, MG?
Indeed. As for the match itself, not that one has really been active in the past few months, but food has been away for a while. But wheat, he has some personality issues because he blew up in chat because Cum said some sort of comment or something.
I did not. I resent that.
Well, either way, I think the advantage is with wheat.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely see those points. Like I mentioned, his blog's been pretty popular. He's growing in popularity. I think personally, I'm still gonna side with food just for the old school advantage there. But I mean, I definitely would have sided with food against Shep last year, and we saw how that turned out. So I guess anything's possible. Next up, my second favorite plan, I love the wheat versus food. Second best, I think, is that Nate Stinson versus Bloody matchup. come, who do you give the advantage there?
I think it's a bit of a draw here. I mean, Nate has the backing of the entire Mario Kart community, even though it seems that a lot of them hate him after all the vandalism on his wiki page. But, you know, Bloody has that strong Godfather IMDb backing. So, I think it's just going to come down to who's the least annoying over the week before their match. So, a word of advice to you guys. Don't be idiots in the chat room.
Okay. All right, so Blood might have to cut down on the humming in that week. MG, what are your thoughts? Who do you think is the underdog in that one?
I agree with Cum. This one is rather difficult to predict, and it's all going to come down to whose personality is least annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely have both been very active in chat. You know, Nate's been doing well on the wiki for us. I think that's going to help. I think I'd give a slight advantage to Nate, but again, I'd agree with you guys. Anything could tip the scales there. All right, heading into the main bracket itself, let's start out in what I'm sure is Cum's favorite division, America's Wang. Cum, who do you think has advantage in the All-Canada matchup, Alex versus Mouse?
I think Alex still has the advantage there. I mean, Mouse has been a great player the past 6 months or so that he's been with the Elite. But Alex, he's been there for, what, two and a half years now, maybe? And he's gone up pretty high in the rankings, so I think he'll have a lot more of the, I don't want to say older class of voters, but the people in his era will vote for him, whereas Mouse will only get the very new people.
Now, I know MG keeps pretty close tabs on the GE community. Do you think the recent tape scandal for Mouse will affect him in this match against Alex?
I don't know. I think Alex has the advantage because, as Cum said, he's been around longer and is higher on the GE rankings.
So you don't really think the thing with the tapes will be holding him back? Not really? Okay.
Not really.
Okay. Because it's... I didn't follow it that close. It seemed to me Mouse handled it about as well as he could. So I don't really see any dislike there. Speaking of GE, Dan Cervone was looking great in 2005, but kind of disappeared on us. Do you think he's going to be a force still in the contest in 2006 come?
I think he will. I mean, he had probably one of the best years in GoldenEye history in 2005. I'm just looking at some stats here. He won 7 Player of the Week awards in the spring of 2005 alone. And that's kind of like what Wouter, Wouter, whatever you want to call him, him and Bossart did back in their heyday. And Wouter took off like a year from posting from the board. He hasn't really posted any PRs lately, so I don't think it'll affect Nan, just like it didn't affect Wouter in the 2004 contest, or even the 2005 contest.
Okay. MG, are you going to agree with that opinion, or are you going to dissent from Cum there?
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Okay, so... you think that's a case where just the pure gaming skill is going to win out over not being too active on AIM or on the boards lately?
Right. Cervone just owned GoldenEye when he was active, and I think even the new people will realize that.
And he has long hair, too, so that helps.
He did, but I think he cut it.
Oh, well, I'm not voting for him, then.
I always thought that you kind of look like Cervone, MG, in your pictures with the long kind of wacky hair and yeah.
Yeah, I can see the resemblance.
Okay. So Cervone should still be pretty big. How about this matchup, Octo versus OB? I think is one of the more exciting matchups. We got a good GEPD thing going on there. Who do you favor in that one, Cum?
I'm going to have to lean towards Octo here. He was very active in Mario Kart 64 and in Double Dash last year. He actually was one of the better players, him and Greg Lewis, when they were playing pretty much together. Of course, Greg got to higher ranks and everything, but Phil was a great player over there, and I think he pretty much clinched all their votes, and their votes are going to be pretty important this year.
Yes, it certainly seems that way. Mike, with your kind of a GoldenEye bias, are you siding more towards Axel in this one?
From a GoldenEye standpoint, I think Axel may have the advantage here within the Elite community, but within the card, Octo obviously has that. So it'll be a close match.
Yeah, they were both quite surprising last year, put up good performances. Let me just pull up the numbers here. Octo had his matchup against Zeebo, which no one gave him any chance for, and he pulled a big upset, 14-13. And then bowed out nice to Marsh. Axel, on the other hand, upset Posterland. Maybe not as big a deal with him going inactive, and then bowed out nicely to YE. So yeah, definitely looking closely matched there, no matter how you break it down. All right. How about that? Sam Hughes, one of our elite favorites, one of our wiki favorites. Do you think he's going to be returning to his classic form in the year 2006 come?
I definitely expect some great posts from him. I know he took a long break from the boards, and I expect in this contest for him to make a big comeback as far as whether it's vote rallying posts or just random bits of knowledge about himself that he'd want to share with us. And I think that'll help him through. I don't know if he's going to be able to make a strong run in the contest itself, but should be pretty entertaining.
Okay. Yeah, it seems I've really liked, you know, his recent comeback, his work on the wiki and all that. MG, do you have any thoughts on Sam's return and how strong he's going to be in 2006?
I think he'll be strong enough to destroy the entire planet.
Oh, wow. That is quite a statement. yeah, I guess it's possible. Speaking of destroying the entire planet, it looks like that might be what it takes to stop Derek Clark in 2006. Come, do you think anyone in the division, yourself included, has a real chance of stopping Derek in 2006 summer?
Honestly, no, not really. Not in the division. I think he's pretty much a lock for the final four. But you guys could still vote for me, and we'll see what happens.
Even with your taking shade to the wire in 2005, you don't give yourself a real shot against Derek?
Yeah, well, Shade and I kind of have the whole same fan base factor thing going for us, and Derek has a lot of the older voters locked up pretty much, whereas Shade and I would split them between whether they played GoldenEye or Perfect Dark, or whether they agreed with what we said on the boards and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely a fair point there. Yeah, it's all these different fan bases at work is one of my favorite things to take a look at in match write-ups and stuff. Mike, what do you think? Can anyone stop Clark?
If anyone has a chance, it's Cum.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Okay. I think a potential matchup with Sam could be interesting there as far as Sam possibly stealing the older votes. Maybe getting some new stuff with his recent posts, but yeah, I definitely favor Clark to get out of that division. So let's take a look farther south on the bracket, the land down under. Starting out with one of the most interesting matchups, Neo versus Adam Moore. Seemed like Neo would have been a lock a few months ago, but who do you favor with the current situation, Cum?
All I have to say is I think it'll be a crying shame if Neo doesn't win. That's about it.
Okay. So Mike, would you, as a GoldenEye player, be cut if Moore doesn't come out on top in this one?
Actually, I still think Neo has the advantage despite his recent inactivity.
Yeah, I've never really been able to pinpoint Moore for popularity. I think he had like some close battles with Leck. Personally, I'm still favoring Neo even with the recent abandonment, but we'll see. I guess we'll see how the month carries out for that one. Another Aussie battle that's looking very interesting: Carl versus FB. I know FB's been active in CART, but Carl did kind of make that GE comeback, at least to the rankings. So who do you favor there, Cum?
I still favor Greg. I think if you look at what he's done in Perfect Dark 2 years ago, and then what he did over in CART, and he even had a brief stint in GE where he ascended the ranks pretty fast. He got some nice world records for when he was playing. So, I mean, with all the anti-votes for Carl, too, I think Greg pretty much got that one sealed.
Yeah, me and QB were talking about this the other day, and he was saying, not Carl could probably put up 25 votes just if you put that in the bracket. So,
or possibly.
So, Mike, are you agreeing? FB is the favorite in that one. Oh, we have a bit of an interruption.
I think Mike's mom might be able to get some votes in the
car
too.
Yeah, that's a possibility. She's getting some good publicity here. All right, come. Let's just me and you talk while Mike deals with that situation.
All right.
Okay. So FB. I think I still favor Carl in that one. It's just going to be so interesting to see where the Aussie votes swing, because I just don't have a good handle on where they're going to go. If Neo survives, if he gets to YE, do you think he could pull enough of the GC of the chat vote to pull the upset there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've seen YE grow a lot in popularity. I mean, he wasn't very popular after he had his little spiel about leaving the boards, but since then, he's come back. He's made the whole QDB, which he still needs to put a new format on, but he also, remember the all-time awards, he won the best updater one. I think he's probably one of the most popular people in the whole elite nowadays, and he made the final four last year, so it shouldn't really be that difficult for him to go over Neo there.
I think a couple months ago I would have really been questioning that, but yeah, I'd agree. Neo or YE is a pretty clear favorite there now. Now last year we had an interesting matchup with Randy. I think it was, well, wasn't it Randy and Bosshart had a matchup last year? Let me,
I think it is. I can take a look here.
Yeah, I got my,
yeah, it's Randy
and Boss just slaughtered him. So what do you think it's going to be any different, Boss versus Sterling, if it should happen in 2006? Are you expecting a different result?
No, I wouldn't expect anything different. I mean, Sterling was a great player, but hasn't been around at all in the past 2 or 3 years. He comes on and posts once every 3 months or so. Last year also, Wooter beat Sterling just as bad as, or even worse than, Bosshart beat Randy, so I think it'll be a pretty easy win for Boss there.
Oh, yeah.
If you can get by Dale, that is.
Yeah, that's definitely a fair point. I wasn't thinking of that we had seen Wouter do pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
I'm calling him Wouter.
Yeah, I always pronounce it Wouter. That's just how I say it. But
well, you're from Wisconsin.
Well, anyways, do you think in the land down under, do you think there's any chance of stopping our dual champion?
I think there's a big chance. I think whoever wins the potential Marsh versus Yaos matchup, that could be a pretty tough match for Boss there. And if he does happen to get by that, which Marsh is probably one of the most popular gamers on the entire internet, if he does get by Marsh or Yaos, he'll still have to face YE again, which might be pretty tough for him, but I don't know. I still have a hunch that Boss will pull through.
Yeah, I think even with you know, the recent retirement, I think he's a definite contender for the championship in 2006. So we'll see how that plays out. Moving on to Out of the Sun, that division, one of the more interesting GE matchups is Adam Mattis and Trent Hovis. Where do you see the GE vote siding on that one?
I see it going to Trent pretty easily. I mean, the entire statue strat that saved 18 seconds overall from the total time, maybe even more, we don't know yet. But that's just too big of a discovery for someone who just came back to activity lately in Mattis and who hasn't really put up that great of times. But, I mean, he's still a respectable player, but Trent just is not in the same league as him.
Okay, so you don't see Mattis as quite the next Wool at this point in his career?
Nah, he doesn't really have the cool last name.
Yes, that's true. One of my favorite setups we were able to create, Expert versus Tyler. Set your VCRs for this one. It's going to be a bloodbath. What are your thoughts on how this is going to play out, come?
You know, I don't really know. I think Expert, he hasn't been around pretty much at all lately, but Tyler, when he's been around, hasn't really made a good name for himself with any of the newer people, so I think Expert should take this one pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
Flame Wars on the boards during the match should be okay, though.
Yeah, I definitely see X not having too much trouble, you know, with the old school, with the PD. Should see him through, although it might be closer than you might imagine. Speaking of which, a very tough decision to make in the Wes McKinney versus QB matchup. Do you think the recent football superstardom is enough to make QB the favorite in that one?
I think it is. Wes, he's not been around very much lately. He's got a lot of school stuff, I guess, and, you know, he's one of the smartest guys that the Elite's ever seen, and he helped create it, but QB is just a little bit too cool, and I think the Saints will march in.
They'll go marching on, okay. Yeah, it seems, because QB was pretty popular last summer, I think he's even more so this summer, and with the recent announcements and getting a seat in the World Series of Poker and all that, I think he's going to have enough working for him to get through the old school vote in that one.
And don't forget the
fingernail clippings that I sent him. They're an inspiration.
Well, I think he needs to get that digital pick up there to draw in the fingernail fans, possibly in the league. Get those votes wrapped
away,
up.
Actually.
Yeah, he probably did. but speaking of former champs, who do you like in the Paragon versus Avouter matchup?
I think it's gonna be really close. It's pretty much the whole GoldenEye versus Perfect Dark battle all over again, and GoldenEye usually seems to come out on top. So I'm gonna have to go with Booter here. I think it'll be one of the closer matchups in the Sweet 16, then? Yeah. I think it'll be pretty close. Wooter won't win by more than 55%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paragon's always surprised me in the contest, where even when he's not active, I guess people just have so many good memories of him that he just grabs that old-school vote and really runs with it. But, okay, between Paragon, we got Vouter over there. Do you think anyone has a legit chance of putting the brakes on Shade's return to the championship, at least in that division?
No, I think he has probably the easiest road to the Final Four out of any of the other big names, any of the other former champions or people who were in the Final Four before. I think he has the easiest road there. I think he's going to cruise through at least the first three rounds. He'll win very handily, and then the Elite Eight might be kind of tough, but I don't see him faltering at all, really.
Yeah, that was a huge battle in 2005. 97 votes drawn in by Wouter versus Shade, and I just don't see Wouter's popularity as high as it was in 2005. So yeah, I think I'm giving Shade the advantage there as well. Moving on, our final division, Flying Dutchland, home to Mathijs and many others. Do you think Ian Fallons, was he a fluke in 2005, or is he a legitimate Elite Eight contender?
I heard from his ex-girlfriend recently that he was kind of a fluke. So, you know, he is a pretty tough match in the first round against Lek, who's like mini-Shade, kind of. And, you know, if he gets past Lek, I don't really think he has that much of a shot against Randy. So I don't think we'll be seeing another miracle run here.
Okay. Okay, definitely a fair opinion there. Speaking of big runs, of big pushes, are you siding with Brazil, or are you going with France in the Greg K versus Wobbs matchup?
I'm going with France here. Wobbs has lost 3 years in a row in the first round by very slim margins, and I just don't see it happening again. It's his turn, his chance to actually bust out of the first round, and then he gets to face Snapdragon. So, yeah, it's kind of a tough situation for him, but I think he'll be able to make something good out of this year.
Yeah, I definitely agree there. He's coming in very hot off a Scope Info championship in their thing, running through ST and Failure Warning and Wheaton the Boys pretty handily in that contest. So, yeah, he's coming in with momentum. I think I'm going to side with Wobbs there as a favorite as well.
I think I was the only one to predict him as the champion of that contest, too.
Yeah, you probably were, because he had, again,
or
he had,
the final.
Yeah, he had a very tough first-round matchup there yet again, but got through, I forget who it was, and moved on all the way. So, I wish we had Mike still for this one, but who are you favoring in possibly my favorite first-round matchup, MG versus Jimbo?
I'm going to favor Mike just because of Jimbo's not being all that great at contests. I don't know. I think Mike just has the edge here. A lot of people like Mike. He's not like Jimbo.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about Jimbo. That's about it.
Yeah.
I just hope that during that match, Endgamer will wear the Jimbo is the gay shirt during the entire match while collecting votes.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that one. Jimbo's always been surprising with how good he is in GoldenEye and how he's, you know, become a valuable asset on the boards, and yet his contest performance the last 2 years has just not lived up to that at all. So,
yeah, in a hot dog eating contest, I'd take Jim any day, but in this kind of contest, I think Mike's got the advantage.
Yes, he did eat five in one sitting, but only because he was really hungry that day. And it was just one of my favorite Jimbo moments there. Yeah, I'm favoring MG, and it seems weird to be saying that for someone his first time in the contest, but yeah, I have real high hopes for Mike, and I think he's going to pull through there.
As long as his mom doesn't bust in the middle of the match, I mean, that could throw it all off.
Yeah, that could affect his stride. Okay, how about my second favorite matchup, another one I just love, potential for the second round, in Captain Zeebo, Greg Lavery, against the factory himself, Greg Wool. The poker factor, is that going to put Zeebo on top, or is GE going to stay solid behind their man, Greg Wool?
I think Greg Wool has the advantage here. He's been very active lately on the boards, and he's even come into the chat recently. And unless Zeebo starts sharing some of his poker winnings, he doesn't get my vote.
Okay.
An elite poker tournament that was hinted at a lot of times in the past year, I mean, that could really help out Zeebo here, but other than that, I think Wool has a pretty good advantage here, especially after Zeebo's performance in the last couple of contests. He lost in the first round last year to a 14 seed, so...
Yeah, I don't know. Zeebo seems hot to me, but that could just be because of the kind of the chat bias I have with how QB and the guys are so crazy about poker, always talking about Zeebo. So, yeah, Wool seems a good bet here, but I definitely wouldn't count out Zeebo either. Speaking of our older players returning to form, do you see Snapdragon, pretty much a two-year absence, do you think he can come back and... be his old self in 2006?
I think he'll be a lot more surprising than people will predict him to be in the prediction contest. I think he has a really good shot of making it to the Final Four or even to the championship again. But a lot of the newer people might not know who he is, though they've probably seen his runs before, they just don't realize. I don't know if he'll be able to get past Matthias, but it should be a pretty good run for Snap.
Yeah, I think it's going to be just flat-out scary how much old-school support he's going to get. I know I talk about Paragon kind of being the champion there, but I think Snap could easily outdo Paragon there. He kind of got hurt in that category against Clark last year, but I think he's still a legit, at least Final Four contender. Outside of Snap... does anyone have even a shot at our friend Ten Ham?
No, I don't think so. I think Snap pretty much has an easy road to the Elite Eight, and so does Matthias. So really, I don't think anybody other than Snap will be able to influence it, and unless Snap makes some kind of big comeback on the boards or starts playing Perfect Dark again, I don't think we're going to see any upsets there.
Okay. And Ten Ham is so interesting because even with, you know, not being so active, he comes back and puts up these great performances. I know a lot of people were kind of doubting him last year. Well, he hasn't been around, and all of a sudden he's, you know, within a vote of the championship. So, yeah, definitely something to watch out for there. We've talked about all four divisions now. Who do you think easiest road to the Final Four would be?
I think Shade has the easiest road. I mentioned that earlier. I just don't see anybody else in that whole side of the bracket really challenging him at all.
Okay. Let me take a look here. Let me see what I personally think Shade's got a pretty tough road because I think whoever comes out of that slugfest, Paragon or Wouter, is going to have a pretty good shot against him. I'm on last year. Okay. I think I'd side with Clark for easiest road. I know he's got to get through. Yeah, sorry. I know he's got to get through you. I know he's got to get through Sam. Servone is there. I think
a real sleeper in that bracket is going to be Illu. I think he's really come a long way. Even last year, he was one of the hottest players around, and now this year, he's even stepped it up further. I mean, he's second in the GoldenEye ranks. He could be, for all we know, he could be the champion of GoldenEye by the time the contest comes around. So I think he might be a very big sleeper to take down Clark there.
It's a really interesting division, America's Wayne, because it's got the Illu, and, of course, it's got the Japanese sensation, Taka. Two huge unknowns coming into the contest where, really, their strength could fall pretty much anywhere. So that'll be interesting. And Boss, I don't know. I might be thinking hardest road for Boss here.
That's what I was thinking, just because of YE coming out of that bracket, or even Greg Lewis if he manages to make an upset over YE, which could happen. I mean, Greg's got a lot of backing from Mario Kart, and even some of the GoldenEye and Perfect Dark players might have a little bit have had a little bit more interaction with Greg. So,
I was shocked when FB went down to FW last year. Did not see that one coming in a million years. And so, FB has a shot there. YE, as we mentioned, if Neo should top him, you know, we've already seen that happen. Neo upsetting Boss, so there's a chance. And then, you got the other Brian, and then you got Marsh. So, Boss has it tough. Still a legit championship contender, but I'm going to agree with you there as having toughest road to the Final Four. Fact or fiction, to kind of wrap up here, fact or fiction, Shade will repeat as Elite Champion in 2006.
I'm going to go against my own prediction that I've already made. I'm going to say fiction, because I just don't know if he'll be able to last as long as he did last year with all of the different unknowns thrown into this year's bracket as far as the seeding and which matchup happens when. And plus, he does have an easier road through the first few rounds, but then once he gets to the Final Four, it's going to be, he has to face who he just beat by one vote last year in the Final Four, if the bracket plays out like a lot of people think it will. And then after that, he'll probably have to face Clark or Boss. So, I don't know. I'm going to say fiction for that one.
Okay. Yeah, I might be in the same boat where I end up going with Shade as my predicted champion. It worked so well for me last year. But I don't know. I think Boss has a real good shot. Clark's always a threat, and I have no idea where the voting would break down between, you know, in a Clark-Shade matchup. That'd be really interesting to see. Of course, we got Math Ice coming out there. Possibly Snap. So, I think I'm going to say fiction for that one. Although my bracket might possibly disagree with me, I'm still not sure on that. So other top contenders, we've kind of talked about that. Anyone else you'd like to give a special mention to as a sleeper, as a shot for champion 2006?
I've already mentioned Illu. I think he has a really good chance to upset Clark here, especially with all the new school people will probably be voting for Illu just because of Clark's absence lately. Other than that, I don't know. Paragon is always a threat. He can always come through and do things that you never think he'll do. Even if he's not around anymore, he might still upset somebody and screw up some bracket somewhere. And other than that, Snap might be another contender there, but I think it might play out like we think it will this year. But we think that every year, and it never happens, so.
Yeah. Anyone else you'd like to mention as a dark horse to maybe steal one or two matchups, not be predicted to, but run away, aside from the Illu and some of the other people you've mentioned?
I think PDO might have a pretty good shot over Cervone with his activity in chat and in our fantasy leagues, and a lot of the old school people will vote for PDO. That's a really big old school, new school matchup in PDO versus Cervone in the first round. Other than that, there's not very many that look too much like they're going to be upsets. Some are so close by the seeds. I mean, since we don't have the seeds here, obviously you and I know the seeds, but it might be pretty hard for people to predict matchups like Matt Cook against Greg Wall, or Carl against Nojo, stuff like that. It's going to be pretty tough to predict, even though, like, Shadow Zero against D-Man. Some of those matchups might screw up a lot of brackets because people won't know the seeds and they'll have a tough time choosing between those.
Yeah, I'm going to go on record as my Dark Horse 2006 is going to be Josh Lay. Good old QB. I could see him making a deep run into this contest and surprising quite a few people.
I think it depends on how good of a training camp he has.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, his 40 wasn't great, but he backpedals really nice. He's got great hands. So yeah, he could be rising up the board as we speak.
I hear he got that rash cleared up too, so that might help.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. It could only help, you know. Let's see. Anything else? Anything else you'd like to mention as just kind of a final thought or a final matchup to watch out for that we haven't touched on?
I just want to say that every year we think it might be our last year to run a contest, and we keep thinking of new things. So maybe this year will be the last time we think of something new to think up. So everybody get out there and vote for whoever you want to vote for. Make your predictions. Post in the forums. Come into the chat for first vote every night, even though I won't be there very often. And just have fun this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to promote. First vote's always been fun. But I really want to promote the prediction contest this year, try to push that out there, because I think that's going to be just a blast to not have someone, you know, holding your hand, allowing you to walk the chalk all the way to the final four. I think that's going to be really interesting to see where people all go with those predictions. So
it might change how last year, where we had Fel upsetting people as a 16 seed and FW upsetting people. It might change that a lot, because people won't be voting for an upset if they don't know the seeds. They'll be voting for the people more.
Mm-hmm. Which I think, yeah, is another good point for the seedless idea that Octo brought up. So, looking forward to this contest. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for joining me, Cum. And it is very nice episode of TEI. And maybe we'll do some more talks like this during the contest itself, as kind of a preview and a wrap of what happened in the past weeks. Would you be up for that?
I sure would, but we might have to ask Mike's mom first.
Oh yeah, we might need some permission. We have some permission problems there. And I'd like to also thank Mike for joining us for the first 13 minutes. They were very informative. Hopefully we'll be able to get him, or maybe we'll get QB in here as well sometime and have some more of these chats in the future. This was a lot of fun.
I think we ought to get bloody, because I want to hear some humming.
that would be interesting. Wait, have we heard his voice? Has he ever done like a wave file?
No, but he's from Scotland and he's like 13 or something, so it's gotta be funny. It's gotta be like a little leprechaun. Or wait, that's Ireland. I don't know. We gotta hear him.
Yeah, definitely try for that. I think that'd be fun. So, okay, it was a good time, and join us next episode for TEI, whether we're doing previews or whatever. This is Endgamers signing off, and yeah. So thanks a lot, Cum, and we'll see you guys later. Bye. Good night.